Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Pete Sepp back on the show. Pete's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We'll celebrate his 17th anniversary with us a little bit later in the summer. He's the president of the National Taxpayers Union, an organization I've been telling you about now for more than 17 years, an organization that I highly recommend that you know about and support for the hard work that they do on our behalf out here on Main Street. Pete Sepp, welcome back to the show.
Great to be here.
It's good to have you back, Pete. And recently you testified before Congress. Tell us, it was the House Committee, right?
Yes, this was the House Small Business Committee on April 15th. Title of the hearing, Tax Reform, Ensuring That Main Street Isn't Left Behind.
Yeah.
My conclusion, if we don't want to leave Main Street behind, we have to make sure that the tax system doesn't crush the entrepreneurial spirit
right.
in America.
That's
and
right.
that's what it is doing.
That's
Not
right.
just from all the rates, but also the complexity and the fear of audits,
mm-hmm.
the enforcement tactics.
Mm-hmm.
That's what hurts a lot of
people. And not being able to get anybody on the phone. How about that?
Yeah, incredible. I tell you,
It's not just the code itself, but also the IRS, and I don't have anything against IRS people, because all the IRS folks I've ever known are wonderful people, but they truly don't have enough resources.
Yeah, and it's really irritating, too, to see some members of Congress and members of the mainstream media saying, well, the IRS's budget is too small. No, it's customer service budget is too small,
yeah.
and it's been going down
right.
while the enforcement budget and the administration budget has been going up at the agency. This is a matter
yep.
of priorities.
Well, and the thing is that one of the things that I've been hearing about, in fact, mostly just recently I've heard about a horror story about somebody that wound up, you know, making payments to the IRS, because they got upside down and they worked it out. It was all worked out, but then the IRS started was drawing on their account, right? But then the IRS wouldn't stop drawing on it.
Yeah.
And after the bill was paid, they kept drawing, and they couldn't get anybody you know to stop.
Yeah, that's happened to a lot of people in a lot of different ways when they experience the IRS bureaucracy.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest cases was a couple who owned a small business in North Carolina. They got behind after the IRS said, well, you can't take this tax shelter that everybody said was legal. Turns out that it was legal. The IRS was wrong. The couple was right. But the husband had to commit suicide to provide life insurance proceeds so his wife could carry on the case in court and prove it.
You're making me sick now.
And, you know, she couldn't even get the liens released
yeah.
on a lot of their financial property
yeah.
after they prevailed in
See,
court.
See, this is Gestapo stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, I don't know who does this. I don't know who makes those decisions. Do you, Pete, you know where in the organization those decisions are made? Because the people I know, I personally know IRS employees, and they don't think like that.
That's right. You know, a lot of it is procedure. It's computers. The taxpayer advocate of the IRS has said this. One of the biggest problems in what they call collection due process is
mm-hmm.
that instead of letting revenue officers take a look at these small business cases, working out a payment plan so that the small business remains solvent and self-supporting, they throw them into the automated collection system,
yeah.
which
yeah.
just spits out
and,
the well, notice.
And that's a nightmare.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, that's IRS hell when you get there.
Yes, and And it doesn't have to happen. This is the thing. The revenue officers could very easily resolve many of these situations, and that's in the government's interest that a small business remains self-supporting.
And now, on top of all that we've been talking about, now the IRS is tasked with enforcing Obamacare.
Yes.
Where did that idea, who came up, what idiot came up with that idea?
Well,
that the IRS could pull that off.
Well, only the Department of Health and Human Services, it seems, is less competent.
Whoever came up with whoever came up with that idea without somebody raising their hand and saying, wait a minute, the IRS has got more than they can say grace over right now. Whoever came up with that idea and whatever meeting that was in, those people ought to be shot.
Well, it's really incredible because we went on the IRS's public website and went into the section online that's devoted to Obama.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.